Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Going outside and getting fresh air sure feels good, but does it make a measurable impact on our health? This week, Isha Tucker and Sedian Blatchford from our Possibly team have more on a research study that's trying to answer that question.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So can green spaces really make us happier and healthier?
To answer this question, we talked to Dr. Diana Grigsby, an associate professor at the Brown School of Public Health.
My work focuses primarily around looking at environmental influences on health, primarily with vulnerable populations.
Diana is the founder of the Social Epidemiology Lab at Brown University. She's interested in how factors like someone's income, race, gender, or neighborhood may influence their health.
Right now, Diana is working on a research study called Project Green Space, or Project G Space for short. She says it's
a project that looks at the influence of green space exposure across cities in Rhode Island among elementary school children, and looks to see what the potential influences are on mental health, on sleep, on physical activity.
To find out how green spaces affect health, Project G-Space collects data from children by giving them GPS devices. These devices track where participants spend most of their time and how much greenness is in these areas.
Diana says green spaces could be anything from playgrounds, parks, or just grassy open space.
The study also sends out daily surveys to the children's parents, asking them questions about how easily their kids fell asleep, how happy they seemed, and how much physical exercise they got.
The study is still in progress, but they're already seeing some results.
We are seeing a lot of benefits in terms of cognition, in terms of neurodevelopment, in terms of physical activity, in terms of wayfinding.
But how do they know all of this?
By collecting saliva samples. The study looks at concentrations of certain compounds created in our saliva that indicate stress levels.
They also use memory games to see how well kids can remember a series of letters and ask them questions about how they are feeling and sleeping when they go outside versus when they stay inside.
Through these methods, the study is looking for evidence that aligns with other research that shows spending some time outside could make kids feel less stressed, form better sleep habits, and remember better.
But to learn exactly why green spaces are so important for children, we decided to ask a kid.
I like going to parks because it's like outside and there's like ground and maybe wood chips and there's swings and slides and a bunch of things made for you to play.
That's my daughter, Claire. She was one of the participants in Project Green Space. I asked her how she'd feel if she couldn't play outside.
I would just be so sad and feel like I was just trapped in a box and just be terrible. I would not like that.
And Diana says the benefits parks have for children start even before they're born.
One, we've seen benefits around the importance of green space with pregnant women, that pregnant women, for example, that have more exposure to green space are more likely to have better birth outcomes. So things like higher birth weight.
Previous research has shown that marginalized populations, including people of color and low-income communities, are less likely to have access to urban green space.
This includes having access to forests, big grassy areas, and even just trees around the neighborhood.
Which means they're not getting all of those health benefits?
Yes. So it's true that green spaces can make us happier, and every community deserves access to them.
Great. Thanks, Isha and Sedian. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.